Okay, could you state and spell your name for me?
Alex Hanasakta, A-L-E-X, Hanasakta, H-A-N-E-S-A-K-D-A.
Okay, so where do you most commonly gather your food?
So owning a restaurant, we kind of go to for local purveyors if they're available, but the stuff we use in our food, it's really like hard to get since Southeast Asian products aren't very common. But we do come to farmers markets. We do find these farmers markets a lot, grab our Thai chilies and basil. But yeah, if we, you know, growing up with refugee parents, we always grow our own fresh food. So we try to find whatever's accessible within the means, you know?
Great. And in as much detail as possible, could you describe your journey to and from this place, Walker Square?
So how we found out about this place?
No, like, how did you get here today? And where did you come from to get here?
So we live in Racine, but we've been here before a long time ago, and we figured why not stop by. We were hoping there'd be some farmers out here with fresh chilies and basil and all that stuff, but no, we found some good stuff.
Okay. So you said that you're coming from Racine. So had you heard about the farmer's market that used to be here, or like how did you find out about this event today?
So my girlfriend told me about it, and that's kind of how we ventured here.
All right. And what food would you grow if you could?
If I could grow any food, it'd be herbs, galanga, root vegetables that are hard to get at stores because we gotta always come to Milwaukee to grab our ingredients.
And you said galanga? Can you explain what that is?
Galanga is a root veg or herb, if you want to say. It's in the ginger family, but it's used in a lot of Southeast Asian dishes from Laos, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia. But it's really, yes, it looks like a ginger, but a little more earthier and tangy.
Okay. And can you describe your dream garden plot?
Dream garden plot would be if we can have an acre behind the restaurant and grow whatever we needed to sell the food at a restaurant.
Okay, and in the sense of nourishing trust, like when you think of trust, what kind of food or taste or recipe do you think of when you think of, you know, this idea of trust?
Trust. So trust with food. I tend to like perennials, so anything that grows back, any good like strong root vegetables, ginger, galanga, because they're really predominant in our food. But you know, when I see stuff like that around, I think it shows me that, you know, other people are being introduced to what we cook in our country. So.
Okay, and can you tell us about a food that is special to you and why?
A food that's special to me is probably sticky rice. Being Laos, I know everyone eats sticky rice in Asia or in Southeast Asia, but you know, they say if 85% of your diet is sticky rice, you're probably Lao. But you know, growing up eating it was like our daily bread.
Mm-hmm. And did you say that you have a restaurant or you own a restaurant? What is a dish that you would recommend from your menu?
Me personally, I think our most popular dish is a fusion chicken sandwich. But other than that, like my favorite bite at the restaurant is our curry we do. So it's just like a really deep, delicious curry with a bunch of, we use seasonal vegetables in it. So whatever's in season, we put in the curry.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you would like to add about your food journey? All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today.